Let's go to the Word. Bow your heads, please. Say, Lord Jesus, without you, I will hear with no ears. But with you, your ears from within me will come alive. Your spirit from within me will contain this word. And then I'll have a chance to change. If I choose to change for His glory. Give me the grace I need. Open my eyes and my ears. Open my heart to perceive what the Spirit of God has prepared for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I heard the word servant this morning. Just the one word, servant. S-E-R-V-A-N-T. And then I was led to Isaiah 49. What I'm about to give you, I pray that you will be able to discern what the word means rather than just what's written. The heading on Isaiah 49 in the NIV says, the servant of the Lord. Then it says, listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, He has made mention of my name. He knew you before you came into this realm. He knows you now, and He knows your predetermined destination. You say, what chance have I got? You ain't got one, so you might as well give up, because He's not going to give up on you. He's got His plan already made out, and you will come in. If He has to drag you in, He'll do it. If He has to kick in the right place for you to budge, He will. He knows how to adjust your skinny little brain. Because your spirit man was with Him before the creation. Before I was born, the Lord called me from my birth. He has made mention of my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of His hand, He hid me. I can tell you that even as a boy, I was extremely inquisitive. I was not satisfied with the pat answers of religion, and it got me in trouble. How many of you have ever gotten in trouble because of your big mouth and being nosy? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here. Because the Word of God has answers. Where religion fails. And I'm not blaming churches. Amen? All right. Got that settled? Yes. All right. It says, He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of His hand He hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in His quiver. How many know what a quiver is? Put your hand up if you don't know. All right. If you've seen Robin Hood, did you ever see Robin Hood? Okay. He has a cord over in the front of his chest, and he has a container in the back that looks like a tube. And it goes down in the back about yay. Okay? And inside there is all of his arrows that he can bring with him. Now, that gives you a whole new picture, doesn't it? Yeah. Close your eyes. Say, me too. I'm a polished arrow. Hidden in God's quiver. To be shot out. When God decides. It's time for me to shine. Amen. And amen. Got it? Look at your neighbor. Say, you're a quiver too. You're in the quiver with me. And when it's time for God to shoot me out, it's going to be a journey. Hallelujah. Notice again. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. So there's a time and a season of hiding you. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant. He said to me, you are my servant. Who do you belong to? You belong to him. You don't belong to me. I'm not going to dictate to you what you should or should not do or should or should not be. Because I'm not your boss. And I'm not going to control you. I will kick your butt if you misbehave. Gently.
Okay?
Gently. You know why? Because God has used people to adjust me. And really, the mind can be definitely changed with a gentle kick. And a loving kick. And sometimes I need to disagree with you, because if you're wrong, I will disagree with you. But I will also give you answers to the best of my ability to let you know that if I am saying to you, you need to change this corner because you're heading in the wrong direction, maybe that little kick can adjust you back on course. Thank you. Because you see, as I was growing up in the Lord, not just in growing up in the natural, but growing up in the Lord, God placed people in my life to gently boot me where I needed it. Because I wanted things to go faster than they were supposed to. Anybody ever have a problem with the speedometer? A little faster, Lord, a little faster, and then you get a ticket. I know you guys never got a ticket from the Lord, but I have. Okay. He said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. Israel is who? Is it a country? It's a country in the realm of the natural, but it's also a spiritual place in the realm of the spirit. And I could take you back to Jacob having a problem. In the Old Testament, Jacob is the man of flesh. And when he argued and fought with God, he became Israel, which means a prince with God. So you have a journey to become a prince. For you girls, you can become a princess. Oh, yeah, okay. And you guys, don't start smiling. Because, you see, we're all going to have to become a bride as well. I don't know how well you'll do with that nice white thing over your head. Will look gorgeous, yeah, I know. Yeah, never mind hiding my bald spot.
I said hide the bald spots. That's the whole point of a baby.
See, that's why God, you are so cool. You see why God sent me a test. A cousin in the house of the Lord. Anyway, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor, but I said, I have labored to no purpose. So he's kind of discouraged. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. Some of you are looking for rewards in the earth. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you should be focused on the reward that he is planning to give to you in the realm of the spirit, because it's greater. You'll start off with blessings in the natural, but the best blessings are spiritual. They are lasting because they will last for an eternity. I can remember in a season in my life where a new car was my focus. Or a new this or a new that. And then wonderful items. But you know, the most lasting ones are the ones that came from the Spirit of God. The ones that came when I least expected. And they changed the course of my life. Because they were drama from him. And dramatic in their results in how he changed me. Because I was crying out to him. How many have got a few weak spots that they'd like to get rid of? Give them to him. Those weak spots, he knows all about them. And if you focus on that weak spot and you try to correct it yourself, you've got a fool for a guide. But if you give it to Jesus, you've got a Savior on the job. Which would you rather have? See, the natural things changed by the natural brain, by the natural mind, by the natural abilities, and the natural talents are temporal. Temporary. Okay? They don't last. I can control myself and try to wiggle my way through life. Trying to overcome a weakness. And I'll give you an example. Alcoholics Anonymous tells you that you are to declare yourself to be an alcoholic for the rest of your life. It works. It'll fill you with fear of the next glass or bottle. My mother was an alcoholic for 17 years, in and out of mental institutions. And when God delivered her, she never had a problem having a glass of wine with dinner. Because she was no longer an alcoholic. She wasn't declaring herself to be an alcoholic. Yet, if she went to an AA meeting, she would have had to declare, I'm an alcoholic. And she would have been afraid to go to the communion table. And I'm not judging anybody who is living there. But I am saying it's temporal. It's temporary. It's controlled by fear. It's not controlled by the Holy Ghost, who wants to clean you out. He wants to make you a shining arrow, ready to be shot out into the realm of the Spirit, not to go declare that you're an alcoholic or an Al-Anon, which is drug addiction. All of those things are wonderful. They work for some on a temporary basis. I've got some friends that are AA members, and they're so proud to tell me that they've been free of their alcoholism for 2 years, 5 years, 40 years, 20 years. You know what?
They are far.
Thank you. See, it's self-induced and empowered by fear. It's not Jesus delivering. If I start advertising how holy I am on my own energy, I'm religious.
No, we'd all leave. We wouldn't like
me. You wouldn't like me. Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm just as human as you. I have just as many failures behind me as you may have. I may have more. But I have a Savior who set me free.
Amen.
In 1977, my mother had been 20 years into depression and hopelessness. At the beginning of the month of April, the Holy Spirit had come into my life in February and filled me. And the infilling changed me to such a dramatic place that by the 26th of April, or 23rd of April, we started a prayer group at a Catholic church, and we had the privilege of using the cellar. And for the next 13 years, my wife and I were leaders in that prayer group. But in that same year, in November, the beginning of November, my mother calls me. She was born again. And had been filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues. She was hurting. And she says, I need help. God had given me the gift of discernment to a degree. When God gives you the gift, he gives you the whole gift. So I had 4 or 5 intercessors that I called. It was on a Friday afternoon. I told my wife to take care of the business because I was a furniture dealer at the time. I says, I don't have any clue what time I'll be home. Keep praying until I call. I went over to my mother's house. My dad wasn't around, which was God ordained. I sat down with her, and we began to pray. And we went through a, roughly 3.5 hours of choosing to forgive those who had hurt her, including her alcoholic father, who had done a lot of extremely bad choices. And by the time we got done, we had invaded the demonic kingdom that had hurt her for many, many years. She was set free that day, and she never went back to alcoholism or drug addiction and overdosing to try to commit suicide. She never slashed her wrist again. She never threw her glasses at me and smashed them. She never broke another arm against the wall because she was resisting my commission for her to stop drinking. She never spit in my face again, but up to that point she had done it. I had arguments with her about her alcoholic choices for 17 consecutive years. And if my parents were invited to a wedding in our family and they were going, I would not go. I would not submit my children to what they would have to watch. My wife and I and the kids cleaned the house out many times when she was institutionalized. And at one point she was institutionalized for a matter of almost a year. And for 3.5 months we were not allowed to call or visit. She was in Worcester State Hospital. And the rest is history. But I'm telling you that on that day in November of 1977, Jesus went in and he cleaned her out. He used me with words of knowledge and words of revelation by the Holy Ghost to set her free. And I can tell you, she lived until she was 93. Totally free. We would sit at the dining room table and have a glass of wine with dinner, and she had no repercussions. What am I saying to you? Jesus polished her as an arrow. He put her in his quiver. And when she would come to her family in Canada, who had witnessed her depression, she lived with one of her brothers 1 year because she was under psychiatric care. And she had the best psychiatrist that would travel between 3 cities, Montreal, Sherbrooke, and Paris, France. She was under his care and she did not change. They gave her drugs, they did everything that they could, but it didn't change the condition. Am I picking on psychiatric wards and all that stuff? I'm saying they kept her alive until Jesus would set her free. There's hope for you and me. And those of you who listen to this message, look at who's going to polish that arrow. It's not you. It's him. He's going to change you into what he needs you to become. Not what you are and not what you were. What am I saying to you? I don't care how big your depression is. I don't care how big your problem is. I don't care how big your addiction is. Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
He is your Savior. He's your healer. He's the one that'll polish you. And you might scream and yell while he's putting on the next layer of whatever chemical he has to use. And it just might be an irritation like me that'll polish you a little deeper and kick your butt a little bit. But the end result is he'll be able to send you out there and transform lives. My mother would go back into her family circle, and they would persecute her, and they would literally accuse her of being an idiot because she was now in a charismatic church, and she would go with me and some of my family to charismatic circles and churches, and they would criticize her and down talk to her and things you would not believe what they went through. And God was on the case, and he polished her, and she would be able to say to them, look, Jesus is the answer. You say, well, I'm getting old, tough cookies. Maybe you're getting a little wiser in your age. But I'm saying to you today, you are not your own. You are chosen. Look at it again. You know, before I was born, the Lord called me. Try it on. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. And he said to me, you are my servant. Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. So he's got a plan for you. He's got an awesome plan for you. And I can tell you that when he finishes with you, he will get the glory, not you. Amen. Because when mom went home to be with Jesus, there was a joy in some of her family members because, you see, her testimony was her epistle, written by her life experience, of years of depression and hopelessness to years and years of freedom in Christ Jesus. And she's just one of many. Now bow your heads. Father, I gave them what you showed me. Use it for your glory. Let them become servants to each other first. And then wherever God sends you. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other.